We get things underway by welcoming to the program the author of the book Pretty Combat, Nonsense, Shenanigans, and Tactful Life Domination, and the brand new book Pretty Rugged, True Stories from Women of the Sea. Allie Farrell joins us this afternoon. Allie, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it really is a wonderful book. I read it over the weekend and just enjoyed the heck out of this book. Some fascinating stories and incredibly interesting women. Is there a common trait among all the women you wrote about?
A common trait? Hard work, really. Just living the lifestyle of a fisherman to the core. These people, you know, it's not about female empowerment or anything. It's really about, this is their lifestyle. Some of them are third and fourth generation fishermen, and they get up and they live it every day, and they wouldn't have it any other way.
It's interesting to me how many women that you profiled had other careers, have a tremendous amount of education behind them. This is not an easy profession to go into. What's the lure for many of these people?
I think the lure is a lot of them are born into it. Most of them actually are born into it, and it's a lifestyle that they've grown up with. And like I said, some of them are fourth generation, so it's in their blood. And they say once you start fishing, it's really hard to stop. Some of the people in the book, they're attorneys, they're state representatives, they're marine biologists, they're on all types of councils. They're brilliant, brilliant people. But once you get hooked on fishing, it seems like it's really hard to stop.
I thought it was very interesting when you broke down the costs of being a commercial fisherman.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I was happy to do that with fisherman Heather Strout, because a lot of people I was seeing at some of the drive-up seafood markets, they were complaining about the prices and saying that the fishermen were greedy and everything. And so I was really excited to break down the actual cost of running a business and running a lobster boat. And it's just amazing what they put into this business. And every penny really needs to go back into their business.
It's not an easy life. And it's also, as you point out several times in the book, a dangerous life. Everybody you talk to, it seems, has stories of injuries, of losses, and of near misses.
Absolutely. I know I was surprised at how many people had experienced that. But, really, if you think about it, our main coast has over 3,000 little islands, which you don't really realize because some of them are so tiny. Probably two-thirds of them are less than an acre. So you think at high tide, that's a lot of ground that's laying just right below the waterline there. So I think the main coast also makes it a little bit more tricky as opposed to other areas.
I really enjoyed the conversation you had with Darlene Ames from Matinicus. And whether it's Matinicus, you also talk to folks from North Haven, from Vinyl Haven. Island life, growing up on an island,
yes,
is certainly a very different experience.
It absolutely is. It's almost like they have a little world of their own over there. And I loved, I went out to the islands and I would spend a night or two there and try and really immerse myself in the little fishing communities, and just such great people, fun people, but completely different than how we live over here on the mainland. Even though it's not too, too far away, I mean, they're going to school out there, and some of their schools have maybe 10 kids in it. Mm. They don't really have any type of healthcare out there, police officers, the things that you don't really think about, it's interesting that they're living without.
We're talking with Allie Farrell about her new book, Pretty Rugged. You mentioned members of the legislature. You spoke with State Representative Genevieve McDonald. Can you tell the story of the bar bet that she was involved with?
Yeah, I think it was that she... she was at the bar having a couple of beers, and some of the fishermen were saying, you won't get out there. And then they were saying, you won't catch this many. And every time they made a bet, she went out and she crushed it. And now she owns her own boat. She's a captain. She has her own crew, and she does really well out there on the water. So that's definitely an interesting one of how she got into it.
And not all of the women that you spoke with are Maine natives. Lindsay McDaniels being a prominent one. Lobster Lindsay, who came to, right. from Minnesota, but by way of the College of the Atlantic.
Right. Absolutely. I think she just had a way to be on the sea, and she knew that, and she could feel it. And she moved out here, and she started from the bottom, you know, as a waitress, trying to meet fishermen so that she could get out on their boats and just learn every little tidbit that she could, until she, you know, felt comfortable enough to say, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to work so hard. I'm going to outwork these men. I'm going to be on the water. And now she, you know, same thing. She's a captain. She has her own beautiful boat, and she's very successful out there.
Abby Pettigrew, one of the many fishing moms that you talk to, what extra challenges does having kids bring to the table for these women?
Right. It definitely is a challenge. You know, a lot of them, actually almost all of them that have kids, you'll see that they have a playpen on their lobster boat, because the hours are free. You can't always find people to watch your kids during these hours. You're stretched so thin because normally in a typical fisherman household, the husband is out there fishing and then the wife's taking care of the laundry and the house and everything on land. But when you're, especially like Abby, she's a single mom. So she's running her own business on the water and doing all the house stuff. And she has her child with her most of the time. So it's definitely a lot different than how it used to be.
And of course, the challenges are great because you've got to make as much as you can in a short period of time. And for many of these women, for many fishermen, you need to find other means of income in the off season.
Absolutely, and it's one of my favorite parts was hearing about some of the things that these people did in the off season. Just so many accomplishments, marathons and triathlons, and you know, marine biologists. And property management. Some of them have weddings on their property during the off season, and construction workers. I mean, so many different jobs.
The stories of the women are phenomenal, but also the great photographs in the book. And you took most or all of those photos, didn't you?
I took some of them, and we had some really great local Maine photographers that. Were able to jump on the project with me. A lot of the photos are from Hannah McGowan. She's awesome. She has a ton of really great photos in there, along with some other photographers from Maine.
I also enjoyed the glossary that was not just for the fishing industry, but you know, for any of those flatlanders from outside the state of Maine. It was great to see the official definitions of words I heard growing up, like apiece and cunning.
Yeah.
My favorite, I think, is cunning.
It's funny. I know. I wasn't planning to do that. And then my editor, who is not from here, said, listen, you're going to need to put a glossary in there because I have no idea what these people are saying when they're using some of these words. And anyone that's reading the book that is not from Maine is going to have no idea what you're talking about. And I didn't even realize that's something you don't really think about when you're from here. So, yeah, I had some fun putting that together.
Well, it really is a wonderful read. Pretty Rugged, True Stories of Women from the Sea. It's available everywhere. Allie Farrell, thank you so much for visiting with us today. I love the book and I love the opportunity to talk with you about it today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rich.